came out of folk dancing, and he said, "It's so dark out here, I can't see." And then he told a story about there was a dog howling. About a dog, and he lived in the house of the pigs. Yeah, he said, "What's that house made of?" He pointed to a house of the bricks next to Bradford House on Josephine Street, and said, "What's that house made of?" And I said, "Made of bricks." And he said, "Bricks?" or something. He couldn't say it right. And he said, "Is that what it's made of?" Thank you. The mat on the front door was wet from our watering, and Ross said, "It started to rain, right?" And we said, no, Ross. We did the watering. I think Ross was bad at school today, and he said, "My teacher did put me in the corner, and I did cry." And Mary asked why, and he said, "Because I did like that." String around here. You wanted a string around this drum. And I said, "No." And he said, "Why, Daddy?" And I said, "Because I said no." And then Ross said, "Why, Daddy, you say no?" Right?
And I said, "No is a bad word."
And he said, "No is a bad word." And I said, "Yeah, no is a bad word." Recording, and Ross was listening to that little bit about no is a bad word. Just before, or actually, before he heard that, he said, "And I said no is a bad word."
I said it.
Right, you said it. No, I know you said it. But I'm saying that he remembered that he had said no is a bad word when we were talking about the drum on the next day, the 22nd of February.
February.
What?
February.
Yeah.
Why
monkey
got
soap? Soap?
Yeah.
Because he was full of pee?
You.
What?
Did
he?
Yeah, see?
Uh-huh. Pretty bad?
Yeah.
Well, do you need a bath?
No.
No? Okay.
And that's just my red stuff
on there. That's it. Your red stuff?
Hey, what's this?
That's probably some pee-pee.
No.
What is it?
It's a mouse.
What else is it?
It got some teeth.
You got some teeth?
And they're pretty big.
Oh, that's your mouth.
And, yeah, and this is big, and my teeth are big.
Your teeth are big, yeah.
Yeah, and I could bite some food.
Okay, but you're not going to bite a little preschooler, are you?
No.
Would you bite Leah?
No.
How about, would you bite Jason?
No.
Would you bite Billy?
No.
Okay. Who would you bite?
Some food.
What kind of food do you want to bite?
I want to bite. Spaghetti.
Very good. Uh-huh. Well, maybe Marty wants to bite some spaghetti, too.
Me, too.
You think Marty wants some
spaghetti?
You think Marty wants to bite some spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. What's all this?
go.
Yeah, Mommy and you and I are going to go too.
I want to eat spaghetti.
Right now?
Yeah.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
So yeah, for breakfast then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's all of us eat dinner with spaghetti?
Right now?
Yeah.
No one's eating breakfast.
I thought I wanted to eat spaghetti for breakfast.
For dinner or breakfast?
I eat dinner.
What do you
eat? I eat dinner. I eat dinner. Now you tour.
I'm not a tour. Who's a tour?
Yeah.
Who's the other tour? Who's the other tour?
He was a little boy.
Mouse and Pastor?
Mouse and Mr. Mouse and Mr. Big Man.
What, Mark? What did you say, Mark?
He said,
Marky?
Who said that?
Marky?
I just go right here? Yeah.
Marky?
I'm going back.
Marky?
Like it said, go!
Can we ask Marky a question? Ross, can we ask Marky a question?
Ross said, I'm picking up the bottles that Marky throwed. He means the bottles that Marky threw.
This is February something or another. Sunday, anyway. 22nd or something like that. Anyhow, Mark has his little push-me-pull-you ding-ding thing. And he pushes it around, then he throws it down the stairs, and Ross brought it back up. And, Ross, I'll get you that later. Let me talk into this first. Anyway. So I said, he did it the second time, and he stood up there and screamed, and Ross went downstairs to get the push-me-pull-you. And I said, no, let Mark go get it himself. Let Mark go get it. Ross went on down anyway, and Mark was standing at the top of the stairs and screaming and waving his arms at Ross, and he said to Ross, you go get that! He said that about a couple times.
Ross put his toys in my room. He said, now play with me. Now I got all the toys for you to play with me. And a little bit before that, he said he was going to close the door, and he looked questioningly at me. Close the door? Just a little bit? So he knows how to series of
them.
Okay. So Marky doesn't come in, right?
Okay.
Push it real hard. Push it. Good. Marky wants to come in.
This fireman?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Marky would like to come in.
Okay.
And can he play with us?
Huh?
Can Marky play with us?
No, he can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're big boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're big brothers. We're big brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Move back.
Okay.
Move
got them all
sit up?
Yeah. And Marky can't sit up. Please help me.
No, you can do it.
Help me!
Maybe Martin needs a cracker. Maybe Martin needs a cracker, or maybe he needs to get some fun. Hey, get some toys tomorrow. We'll get some toys tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna get
some. Also, don't play with my Spider-Man toys, okay?
Don't close it, okay?
Sorry, Mark. Don't close it. Don't close it.
Okay,
careful, Mark. Marky, no, Mom! Look, no fighting, boys. Okay, leave it open.
Oh, give it open!
Okay, now run, go get the nuts. Run, hurry. Go get it, hurry.
Was turning the light off, and he said, so should I put this off or on, right?
Off or on?
Got Popeye with my hand, and Brutus knocked over. And what he meant is, I was Popeye, and I used my hand to knock Brutus over. So it was a misuse of, mostly of knocked over, and then there's this funny thing, I just got Popeye with my hand. I don't know how to explain that.
Okay, this is on February 26th, and we're doing some recording here. Ross went to book dancing last night, and when he came back, he said, I didn't get to dance at dancing. I didn't. I didn't get to dance, but you did. What's wrong, Mark? Well, you want the bottle? Okay, Mark, the bottle. Obi-Wan wants the bottle, is that right? Okay, just a minute, Obi-Wan. Let me finish talking to the tape recorder, and then I'll give you a bottle, okay? And then Ross has, this is a couple things from the last few days. I came up and I said, I thought you were downstairs. And Ross said, I thought we were upstairs, which is a nice example of an analogy. And then we were out throwing the garbage away, and he said, but let's not throw your list away. It was actually the sales receipt from the grocery store. And I said, really? And he said, because it's your list. I want to keep it for you. And again, this is, well, obviously all the rhetorical stuff here, any of these sequences is important to note, getting reasons and so on. And then he came up to me, this was another time, he came up to me and he said, is this the Great Pumpkin Tape? And I said, no. And he said, no, this must be the Great Pumpkin Tape. And what he meant by that was that he has two blue cassette tapes, and if one of them is not the Great Pumpkin, the other one must be, which is a first case of very nice deductive reasoning that I've seen, certainly totally productive. And the very central lower case here is, well, I'll give you some more milk, and he said, I have some milk. So we don't need to do it. Again, all of those sequences, I think, are notable for the kinds of structures of taking exception, reasoning, and so on that they have. Also, Ross says, instead of on mark, except go, it says on mark, except go. Is that right, Ross?
Okay.
And then he says, he talks about his buns, that's his bottom. He said, my buns, I fell on my buns. And it's a good case of perspective reversal, where he wanted to talk about buns, but he couldn't figure out how to find a verb with that, so he had to change to I. So he said, my buns, I fell on my buns. That's it. Oh, wait, also last night, that's right, okay, last night he said, I want you to swim me, and I said, okay, you be a good boy, and I'll swim you. And I didn't swim you for a while, I said, I was a good boy, now you swim me. In other words, complaining that I hadn't fulfilled my promise, and that being a good boy was a prerequisite to the promise, and that he had fulfilled that prerequisite. Okay, also Ross can count up to 20, although he hesitates at various spots along the way, sometimes getting lost. And he can usually gets lost after 5 and after 15, places like that. He can also count lines. That the only figures that he can actually properly count, rather than just reciting off numbers, are lines set up in a row. And another thing is, he said, will help me with the button. That's the first time, help me with, I've seen. The first time I've seen it, help me with. And here's another case. He said, don't throw that to my daddy, okay? Now, I'm not sure why he was saying that, but it shows throw to and all that. And he was talking to Mark, and he said, your hair sticks out. That's probably something somebody said to him. Mark, your hair sticks out. He's saying it right now. Does your hair stick out, Russ?
No.
Oh, good. And he also took his bottle away, and he said, shucks. Do you know how to say shucks? If I take your bottle, do you say shucks?
No.
Don't do it, Mark.
Don't do it, Mark.
It's not right. It's not right. Tell him it's not right.
It's not right.
Oh, he said, he goes quickly. If he takes the bottle, he says shucks, which is a complaint.